These days are almost gone. Will you go on? It's Rhyme and Reason 887. Here's your rhyme and reason. Oh, yeah. Hey there, Tony here. You know, I think about what she said a lot more often these days. And I'm talking about my grandmother. I'm talking about what she said as I sat on her front porch snapping green beans with her. I was just a little kid. I wasn't even in first grade yet. And it was during a couple of years when my brother and I lived with our dad's parents, my grandparents, while he was working on setting up a new home life for us. Dad and mom divorced when I was about four and a half, somewhere in there, and my brother was about 2 and a half. Since he was given custody of us, he asked our grandparents, his parents, to take care of us most of the time so he could find another wife and someone who could be the mother figure in our lives. And this was, of course, before feminism ruined so many households, but I'll leave that for another time. Anyway, back to what my grandmother said. And I don't think enough old people tell young people this stuff these days. I remember it like it was yesterday, and that's in spite of the fact that it was decades ago. But grandmother sat on her porch chair. It was a metal clamshell style. You can still see those a lot of times out in the country and some places. Maybe you've seen them. And she had a large enamelized or enameled metal bowl, and it was full of green beans. And they grew those green beans, matter of fact, in their backyard garden. She had that all in her lap. And I sat in the other chair with a smaller bowl in my lap. And we snapped green beans. And I enjoyed that as a little kid. Yeah, I did. And I enjoyed listening to her. She talked while I listened. And I remember she said something to the effect of, enjoy this peaceful, wonderful day and don't take it for granted. Because one of these days, you might be my age and most of or all of the people you love will be gone for good. I remember thinking to myself, why do old people talk like that? Of course, you know, I was a preschooler, so I couldn't really have seen how grandmother was speaking from experience. I was too young to, you know, grab onto the depth of her advice at that time. But even at a young age, I had enough respect for my elders to listen and pay attention. And like I said, I enjoyed snapping green beans, so we were there having a good day. Now, let's fast forward to these days, and I'm literally about 10 years older than grandmother was when she gave me that advice. And as of 2021, the fullness of her prediction came true. Grandmother predicted that at some point, you know, all those you love will be gone. And pretty much all those people I loved, except for my brother, are gone for good. In February of this year, 2024, it was 3 years ago, that my mom was the last to go in my family, who was my family at that time. They're all gone. But I'm one of the fortunate ones in this world because I have the hope of seeing them again because my grandparents and my parents believed in and trusted Jesus. I know at first you thought I was just going to share a little of my good old Americana story, right? But then I had to go and spoil it all by saying something about Jesus. Hey, that kind of reminds me of Frank and Nancy Sinatra for some reason. Anyway, here's the thing. I wouldn't ever have any nostalgic stories to share if it wasn't for Jesus. And neither would you, for that matter, because he created us. I mean, for crying out loud, without a manufacturer, there are no manufactured goods. Without a designer, there's no design. Without a creator, there's no creation. You get the idea, right? Right? Now, the image of sitting on the porch with my grandmother, that came into my head after I read about a Christian brother whose wife died recently. And this has recently happened with a couple of my other friends, too. Fortunately, each of them has the hope of seeing their wives again. And that hope is because of their faith in Jesus. Now, if you're listening to this and you don't have that kind of hope, well, I hope that changes for you very soon because these days, the end of the world is closer than you've ever known. It's closer than it's ever been before. You don't know for certain that you'll even make it to lunch. And without the hope of life after death, that uncertainty it can only lead to torment. And even though most people in the world ignore the solution to that problem, it's so easy to avoid. But, you know, the solution does require humility. It's the kind of humility that says there is a God of creation, you're not him, and he is the source of faith, hope, and love. He is. And most people who listen to what I say or read what I say over at TonyFundenberg.com, they already know this, most of the people who are tuned into what I'm doing. But if you just happened to land on this podcast episode, let's say, or if for some reason you landed on something at TonyFundenberg.com and it bumped you into a podcast page and you ended up listening to this, or if someone else just sent you this message, maybe you need to hear that your problems do have a solution. And if it makes sense and you want the problem solved, my recommendation is you don't put it off. Remember, enjoy this peaceful, wonderful day and don't take it for granted, grandmother said. And she said, because one of these days you might be my age and most of or all of the people you love will be gone for good. There's no difference when going first to last. Lord, we need you like generations past. Give us strength for this life and help us always focus our gaze with our eyes on the prize, because these are the Bible days. That's from a song called The Bible Days, written by yours truly. And as always, remember, go over to TonyFundenberg.com. Right there, there's a simple little form. You can jump on the Rhyme and Reason bandwagon and you'll have access directly to tons and tons of stuff that'll come right to you. I already have nearly 3,000 posts to pages, articles on my website. But if you also checked out my author page on Amazon, and there's a link to that in maybe in the show notes. I'm not sure how the show notes are working right now, but you could go to TonyFundenberg.com/these days, and you'd see a link down there. And it's a place, you know, you support what I'm doing if you like what I'm doing. Thanks so much for tuning in and listen to me ramble on about the days passing by. Ah, the age, the time of age, and the age of time. Yeah, that's what it's been. And as always, remember, life has rhyme and reason because God made you.